This is Joanna Schrader reporting for PrecisionPays.com, and I am at the 2014 Iowa Power Farming Show with Brett Buehler with Ag Leader. Brett, how are you?
I'm doing excellent.
Well, Brett, you're schooling me on some of your new precision ag technology right now. But I didn't realize that this is such a big issue, but a lot of farmers right now have a big issue with making sure their seeds are planted at the proper depth.
That's exactly right. It's no unknown fact that improper planting depth is going to cost you yield. With traditional planting methods using a spring or an airbag, as you had to set those so you got the proper depth across your entire field. But the negative impact is if you got that set heavy enough, you're now over-compacting some of those lighter areas. The problems with over-compacting lighter areas is you press that soil together, and if you're planting in wet conditions like we saw last season, you essentially turn that into cement. The roots can't grow deep enough to access that the moisture and the nutrients that they need later in the season. Last year was a perfect storm. So we planted, had a wet planting spring, got dry during the summer. So the guys who used our hydraulic downpour system last year had tremendous yields. The perfect performing system for that type of weather pattern.
Well, let's talk about this. Is your new technology. It's the Ag Leader hydraulic downforce technology. And we need to just say this, but Ag Leader is never okay with what's there. You're always innovating. And although there have been some technologies, you've really innovated well beyond what they're able to do. So what's the hydraulic downforce that you have really able to do for these farmers?
Sure. You know, the planters are still coming from the factory with a spring option, a standard. The springs are either non-adjustable or they're difficult and timely to adjust. Not only that, but how does somebody actually know what the proper adjustment is? The next option up coming from the factory is an airbag. Airbags are much simpler to adjust than a spring, but also you're still stuck with the question, how much is enough? How do I know if I'm over-compacting or if I'm planting too shallow? So rather than adopting a technology that's existing and widely accepted like the airbag, we went with a hydraulic actuator. The hydraulic actuator allows us to react nearly instantaneously. So instead of taking 20 or 30 seconds to compress that air to get the right amount of downforce, we can do it in a second with the hydraulic downforce. So this is excellent for the guy who's got varying soil types across his field. Now the automatically adjustable airbag system isn't bad. This is just the next echelon above that. Our actuator has a built-in accumulator, which is extremely important as that row unit comes across an obstacle. Because hydraulic, that's a fluid, it's not compressible. When you hit an obstacle in the field, that row unit has to come up nearly instantaneously. That's a lot of pressure on a fluid. So the accumulator on board is there to uptake that pressure and prevent damage to the row unit. That's going to be a huge feature for us.
Well, yield is king for farmers. And what this hydraulic downforce is actually doing is it's guaranteeing better yield, but it's basically guaranteeing better yield.
Yeah. It's never going to hinder your yield, but there is a gamble. Mother Nature has the ability to bail you out of poor planting. So if you plant at the improper depth, let's say your nodal roots come out above the soil, if you maintain enough moisture as that's coming out, those roots will still make it into the soil and that plant will continue to stand. If it dries out, those roots die and the plant falls over and now you've got next to nothing for yield. If you're too deep, you're compressing or compacting that soil. When that happens, those roots can't go deep enough like we've already discussed. You're losing out on available water and nutrients if it gets dry. But if it stays the right amount of moisture all season long, Mother Nature can bail you out. But anybody who is in the business of farming is not willing to take a gamble like that. They want a surefire bet that they've done everything they can to ensure the best possible yield they can get.
Well, let me ask you this, Brett. I know a lot of what you hear about when you have that excessive rains that happened last year and people couldn't get their crops in, and then you have to switch your seed because maybe you had a seed that needs 180 days instead of 110 days. But if they were to adopt your hydraulic downforce system, wouldn't they be able to plant in wetter conditions more successfully and start that crop off better right from the get-go?
Sure. More successfully is definitely the key word there. It's never a good idea to plant in wet soil, but last season, a lot of guys didn't have a choice. It was plant in wet soil or not plant at all. So yes, again, we talked about the perfect storm last season, wet soil, wet planting conditions, dry in the summer. the hydraulic downforce system, we're always monitoring the load on the gauge wheels. Too much gauge wheel load means that we're compacting that soil. So with our system, we can monitor the load, and if we have enough load or too much load, we can relieve that. So when you're planting into wet soils, a lot of guys call it mudding it in. You're not compacting that easily compacted wet soil. It's also kind of nice for the farmer, too, because you get that mud inside the gauge wheels, and then you start plowing. You've got to get out, pull the gauge wheel off to clean that mud out. With this system, you don't have those kind of headaches, or at least near as often. So not only does it give you better yields, but it's much much simpler to operate.
So how quickly, farmer's going to walk in here, let's say in the next 10 minutes, and wants the system to heard about it. How quickly can he get it on his planter and ready to go?
That's a good question. Right now, Ag Leader, we've got pretty much everything in stock. So visiting your Ag Leader dealer, it shouldn't be too difficult to get that in plenty of time for this planting season. The installation process, it all depends on how many rows, but it is fairly in depth. You're pulling the springs off that may already exist. If you've got a John Deere planter that already has airbags, our actuator just replaces that. So it's easier on a John Deere planter. The Kinze planters, you're putting your our own brackets onto that. And then on a number of the rows, you have options of four, six, or eight rows to put our sensors on that are measuring how much load those gauge wheels are carrying.
Well, Brett, I would be remiss if I didn't say one of the things that Ag Leader is really known for is your customer service. So for these growers who might have some, who are doing this and have questions, you're available pretty much 24/7, aren't you, to help them, troubleshoot your technologies?
Sure. So the Ag Leader, much like every other company, we have an extensive dealer network. Our dealers are always first point of contact, but what we offer that most other companies don't is free customer support. So even though you might have bought this from your Ag Leader dealer, if he is unavailable to help you, you can call into Ag Leader, 515-232-5363, and there'll be an automated voice message there. I think you press 1 for our technical service department, and there's a staff of about 30 people there that can help you troubleshoot your problem.
Well, and you also have some other resources for people. You have your website and YouTube. Let them know where they can go on your website and as well.
Sure. Agleader.com. A lot of that contains mostly sales. You can edit that out. Agleader.com is where guys can go for information on products that we offer. It'll help them get an idea of what's going to help them get the yields that they're looking for. Obviously, talking to an Ag Leader dealer is going to give them a little bit better of an idea, but for the guy who just wants to sit at home and mull around some ideas, the website is excellent. Outside of that, our dealers also have access to what we call our knowledge base. So if you have a question for your dealer that he can't quite answer, his options there are either to call our tech support, or he also has access to the knowledge base, which has a lot of documents, the technical data, to answer some questions that a customer might have.
Well, great. Well, thanks, Brett.
All right. Thank you.